Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, another Friday, and thank you for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You're absolutely welcome here. We're just rolling along, and we're approaching the middle of August. So, man, time flying by.
It's going fast, that's for sure.
It absolutely is, but what still is going on is the Farmers Market held another one last night. And of course, this week is National Farmers Market Week. I know you talked ad nauseum last week about it, but a good showing last night.
Yeah, just another great night. The weather was beautiful, very different from the hot temperatures that we've seen, but great to celebrate National Farmers Market Week. Have another great night with Iowa PBS Kids. Great turnout for those nights especially. And then getting excited for next week's back to school night. So we just kind of roll every week. There's something going on 4 to 7 p.m. downtown Perry for the Farmers Market. So encourage people to check it out.
Can you speak maybe a little bit more about what back to school week and kind of maybe what is going to be there?
Yeah. So on the third Thursday of the month, we have our special events, and next week already is back to school night. And so this is really fun. It's one of the favorite ones throughout the summer because we invite special guests to come join us. And it really is that kind of turning point from the summertime and into the fall. And as everyone is already getting ready and mentally preparing for back to school, it's just one more touch point there and a platform to kind of get others ready to go. So I'm really excited to have DMAC there. They're going to be promoting different things with this new school year. The Booster Club will have their merchandise out so you can get your Blue Jay gear. We have new opportunities doing a supply drive, but we've just got a great turnout every year of people that are getting people ready to get back to school, whether it's the hospital reminding people to get ready for vaccines and all their shots and all the stuff that kids need. It's just fun to kind of see everyone come together. And for people that don't have kids in the school system, there is still this like back to school time. And so I think that this is a fun way to get the whole community involved with this season's change. Get your new Blue Jay gear because a lot of people go to games and maybe they want to show up with something before. A lot of times we see a lot of new teachers come out to explore the community and show up there for the Booster Club as well. So just a fun night and lots more kids coming out and sometimes the cheerleaders are there and things. So it's just fun. Everyone's got different fundraisers and just the last one before school starts really. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, no, it's really exciting. I have to tell my fiance, she's actually going to be a new kindergarten teacher. So I'm going to have to tell her, you know, get your Blue Jay
gear. You got to come down and get your Blue Jay gear, even just, you know, something that says Perry on it.
Yep.
It'll be the last chance for the Perry High School music department has been coming to most of the farmers markets this summer with some produce, but some baked goods, kind of doing a bake sale every Thursday. So this will be their last night. So it's just a fun night to have everyone come out and flip the switch and get ready for back to school.
Looking forward to that. Again, that is this coming Thursday, Perry Farmers Market, and then upcoming, Lindsay, just never stopping here. You got a couple ribbon cuttings coming up this week. One directly involving, obviously, the Perry Chamber, and then another one that you will be at, but not direct correlation. Talk about what's coming up.
Yes, so this coming week, Tuesday, August 13th, the Perry Child Development Center will have an open house 6 to 8 p.m. to celebrate their new space for kiddos. They have a new 1 and 2 year old program. So it'll be a chance to come in and see. They'll have free games, bounce houses, and some literacy kits. And we'll be doing the fall enrollment for ages 1 through 9. And then Kate's Cookies will be there during that time frame too. And then we're going to do our ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock. So Kate's Cookies will be there from 3 to 8. So that covers the ribbon cutting and then all the way through their open house and enrollment night. So we encourage everyone to come out, see it, show their support for this entity in the community. They've been longstanding and doing a lot of great work with kiddos before they get to be school age. So we're excited to kind of showcase what the work that they've been doing there and with that ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock next Tuesday.
Awesome. Okay. And then of course, next Saturday, August 17th, trying to keep my dates here. This has been in the making for a long time.
Long, long time.
The connector with the Raccoon River Valley Trail and the High Trestle Trail having a grand opening.
Yes, so that grand opening is this next Saturday, August 17th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be at the Boughton Trailhead because this is the last little piece of the link of the Connector Trail, which is ultimately the 9-mile extension of the High Trestle Trail that connects to the Raccoon River Valley Trail, like you said, in Perry. So we did a ribbon cutting, oh gosh, back in 2019, 2018, wow, somewhere in there for that first couple miles heading out of Perry. And so just every year there's a little bit more that gets done connecting from the west, connecting from the east. And now this is that final link to have that full connection on the trail. So people have been riding it for several years now. They just have to jaunt over to do some gravel travel or something like that, however they're navigating through to connect these two amazing trails. But it'll now officially be, it's not ready yet, but it will be ready next Saturday, August 17th. And so it's just a lot of work in the making, lots of fundraising, a lot of negotiations, a lot of planning, a lot of excitement from the biking community, but also each of these small communities along the trail. This is a really huge economic boom for this area. We see hundreds, thousands of riders come through the trails already. And so then to have these two major trails connected officially is going to be huge because people, they like doing different things and different routes. So connecting to the Des Moines area, the Ankeny area, through this system is a huge deal. And it's definitely put these small communities on the map. And then with Perry kind of as that hub for the connection, it's a really, really big deal. So excited to see that come together. There's a whole itinerary from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's a ride planned starting in Perry at 11 a.m. at the Big Bike right at Caboose Park Trailhead. And they're going to actually ride. I'm not going to ride because I'm going to be in Boughton, but I could see you're formulating a question there. So riders will meet in Perry at the Big Bike, ride the trail to Woodward. So they'll go through Boughton, go to Woodward to really see that full connection, and then head back to Boughton for the actual ribbon cutting. And then at noon, special VIP donors have been invited to a lunch. But for everyone else, there's going to be a food truck there as well. So people are welcome to come out and see this. And then at 1 o'clock is when the actual ceremony will take place. A few people are going to speak about what it's taken to get here, the importance of all of this, and then we'll actually get the big scissors out, walk down to the trail, wow, and do the big cutting and go from there. So this is a really big deal for the Raccoon River Valley Trail, the High Trestle Trail, and so much work has gone into it with Dallas County Conservation for years and years in the making, lots of fundraising with the Connector Trail. We can't really call it that anymore because it's officially the extension of the High Trestle Trail at this point. And so we're really excited that that's come all the way into Perry now.
Speaking here again with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, no, you're absolutely right. And I talked to the Trail Association. They said it's been being worked on for like 10 years.
It's been a long time. Long time coming, that's for sure.
And like you said, I mean, 2018, 2019, I mean, can you believe that was like 5-6 years ago?
When I first started, and so I was like, oh, great, this is happening right away. And it's like, it's just taken time. And still working on signage here in town to help people navigate. But we've definitely seen an increase in bike traffic as people are making those connections themselves and getting really excited about it. And so it's just fun to see it come to fruition finally.
Absolutely. Again, that is next Saturday, August 17th. I was about to say September, but
not yet.
No, but things are coming up in September. So what are maybe just some other things going on?
Speaking of September, it'll be here before we know it. And we're getting ready for Labor Day weekend, Monday, September 2nd, RVTV. We're kicking off that week-long tailgating extravaganza with the Cy-Hawk game. So they're kicking things off in Perry on that Monday, September 2nd. And so a lot of work behind the scenes to coordinate all of that. But we're really excited to see things coming together with live music, contests, games, inflatables, beer garden, car show. I mean, there's just lots of different things kind of coming together. Really looking forward to that. But it's still a ways away. We've got time.
Yes. No, absolutely. Definitely do have time. And then the things that are coming tonight, you have Sip and Shop that's coming. And then I know the Chamber Coffee was held this morning.
Yes. So we had a great turnout for the Chamber Coffee this morning at Graphics to You. So thank you to them for hosting and thank you for everyone coming out for that networking opportunity. Tonight, 4 to 7, the Merchants Group will have their Sip and Shops. That's a monthly Sip and Shop, extended hours, complimentary refreshments, see what's new. And then next Friday, Saturday, there will be sidewalk sales from our merchants. So similar to, we just had the 141 garage sales. If you're looking for a bargain, check that out. Next weekend, there's a blood drive coming up Wednesday, 1:30 to 5:30 over at Hy-Vee. So if you're looking to get involved, if you're looking to give back, there's always something going on.
Absolutely. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us again. That is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, well, you take care. Try to maybe get some rest. and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.